Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Message-Podcast der LifePoint Church Stuttgart. Als Gemeinde leben wir nach der Vision, wir existieren, dass Menschen ein erfülltes Leben in Christus finden können. Wir hoffen, dass Gott durch diese Message zu dir spricht und dass du dadurch gesegnet wirst.
It's working. Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you. And happy third Sunday of Advent. So, we'll start with PowerPoint. Always be joyful. Be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again. Rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again. Rejoice. I want to do something. Maybe. Okay. It's working. So, it's the third Sunday of Advent. It's known as a Gaudete Sunday. It comes from Latin words. It means joy. So the term comes from the Latin words rejoice, and is taken from the opening verse of Gaudete in Domini Semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. So it's quoted from this. And the candle today is pink. It's not red. It's related exactly for joy, because we are in a new season. So, I will turn off. We will burn out everything otherwise. So, it's pink because it represents joy. We are in the joy because we are close to the coming of the Lord. Can you feel it? So far, we celebrate the first two Sunday of Advent, and was preparation. Was kind of a bit solemn season. Sunday, and we thought more about what does it mean. But now we are going close to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like when a baby is on the way, you know, it's a week is left and the mom is excited. Oh, the baby is coming. And dad also is nervous. Oh, what can you do now? But there is joy also. There's the joy of this coming. And that is what we celebrate today, this joy. And this also what Paul invites us to rejoice. Rejoice because we are going through a season where there is hope, where there is something we waited for. So, as we saw, some people mark this Sunday by lighting a pink candle of purple one. It is really a reminder of this joy. Is Gaudete Sunday. So, but is really possible to live out an endless joy in our daily life? Yes, it's possible. Joy marks the Christian life permanently, not because it is based on our fleeting emotions, but because it is eternal. It does not depend on a changing circumstances, but is rooted in a person, the person of Christ. It is a joy that does not fade with the change of life, but remains constant, because it is based on a living relationship with Christ, who is our source of peace, hope, comfort, regardless of our difficulties or situations are not easy. Christian joy, therefore, transcends circumstances because it is grounded in the certainty of God's love and promise. So we are joyful, not because everything in our life is going well, that is not happening every day, but because our joy, our hope, is based on Christ. And that is what needs to fill our heart. The joy based on Christ. The joy of the Lord who is coming, who came, who will come. So, next slide, please. previous. The joy is not a fleeting emotion. It is a choice that comes from trusting God. Joy does not depend on our circumstances, but on who God is to us. Choosing to rejoice even when we don't see all the answers is an act of faith. Joy is an act of faith, like say Craig Rochelle, this pastor. It's an act of faith. We are joyful. We rejoice not because everything in our life is going well, but because we believe that Christ is in control and everything will be fine also in the future. When I lived in Senegal for almost 1 year, to me it was fascinating to see all people continuously smiling. Looks like, oh, they're always joyful. They live in the desert, they live, have nothing, and they're always smiling. The attitude was so different, it made me to think a lot. So, joy is not based on the circumstances. I don't know what they thought, but to me, impacted a lot my life. To see beyond what we are living, to see, to be grateful for what we have instead of what we don't have, or instead of what is not working according to our expectations, is an act of faith because our perspective is changed. It's not based on us, it's not based on how the life is going, but it's based on Christ. And that is what changed our life. You know, an attitude of joy has an impact also on our emotional life. If we are completely, continuously sad or looking for what we want or see what we don't have or the circumstances we are living in, then we are affected also emotionally and physically. But if we change our perspective, this has an impact. This week we had a guest at home, Samin's friends. She's a missionary in Morocco, and she came to visit us. And we brought her to the Christmas market and made us to think. She was looking the Christmas market with different eyes because she never saw before. She was joyful, and because we get used to see this, we had not too much expectations. We were, okay, it's Christmas market, we already experienced. But made us to think, the attitude, you know, how you see the things has an impact how you live out these things. You enjoy life because you see in a different perspective. You enjoy this life when you put your faith in Jesus and you look, oh, Jesus has a better plan for me. I need to rejoice. Everything has a different impact on your life, you know. The Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give a birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us. We celebrate, or we are going through this celebration of Christmas, but we already have this Emmanuel. God is with us. This is a reminder of what happened in the past, but of what also will happen in the future. Christ will come. So we are celebrating not something will never happen again. We are celebrating something will come again. This season is just a reminder, just a note to be always joyful, because on this note is written, Christ is with us, God is with us. And that is what needs to impact our life. You know, this prophecy was written 700 years before the gospel was written. And this was a prophecy that came true. You know, and like all God's prophecies will come true in the future. So we have this hope to rejoice because we have this certainty that will come. Real joy will come where all the difficulties, all the pain, all the suffering will be gone. And That is what needs to mark our heart. In Isaiah, joy comes from the realization that God has kept his promise and that Christ is our Savior. The joy of the Advent is rooted in the understanding that God is with us. And through Jesus, we have a direct and personal relationship with our Creator. Through Jesus Christ, we have a relationship with our Creator. Just this needs to make us to rejoice. You know, we know people looking for meaning in this life, looking for joy in relationships, in things, in success. But this cannot fulfill. Always you will go, after a while you will feel empty. You will looking for something else will fill this gap, this emptiness. And you know, we are going around the city now. It's nice vibes, you know. You go to Christmas market, you drink Glühwein, you eat Wurst, you fill your belly, you feel joyful, yeah, for a while. But when once all the food is digested, you feel again empty. You want more. So this fleeting emotions, something is will never fulfill. But we have this joy is beyond everything happens. I would like you to think deeply this. You know, sometimes we give for granted that God is with us. But it is not. We give for granted that God saved us, but it's not. You know, Christ came with a price. He came like a helpless babe, but he also came as a savior at the same time. He came to save us. God chose to become a man in order to allow us to have a relationship with him through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That is the biggest gift we can ever receive in our life. Advent invites us to rejoice not only for a past event, but for the continued presence of Christ in our lives. A presence that brings us joy, hope, and peace. Can you think joy? Joy brings you peace, right? Because it makes you to feel relaxed. Oh, I don't need to feel stressed anymore. And that joy is Christ, you know. Next slide, please. Christian joy is rooted in seeing and savoring the grace of God, which has been supremely revealed in the coming of Christ. In the season of Advent, our joy is anticipatory, but grounded in a reality that already exists. God has come for us. So we are waiting for something was already happened in the past, but also we are waiting for something will happen in the future. We are savoring, like the food, you know, we are tasting. And when you taste something, you enjoy it, you know, you are involved with all your sense, with your emotions. We are, oh, that is nice. Bratwurst is nice. Christian joy is not, like I say, a response of circumstances, but a response to the gospel, which offers us the promise of a full and lasting joy in Christ. Advent, therefore, is the time when we nurture and renew our longing for God, rejoicing because our Savior is near. You know, this joy is... it's a joy we can experience every day. We don't need to wait for Christmas season. And it's a joy that we can also deliver somehow to other people. Say, look, what you are looking for is Christ. And which best season like this to share the good news of the gospel? People are more open because, you know, praise God, everything around us introduced to it is. It's very commercial, I know, but it gives you a glimpse, you know, gives you an open door to share the good news. And joy brings light, you know. In our small village, during the year, when you go, you drive through the city center, it's very dark, you know, makes a bit to feel sad during nighttime. But now there are a lot of lights. And you say, wow, looks so different. The same village, different vibes, it makes you to feel, oh, that is nice, you know. And when we show this joy, we show light, you know. People can see this. When we show Jesus Christ through our life, when we rejoice in Christ, people can see it. And they are attracted by it. Why Abby? Why Seda? Why Silas are so joyful? I want to know. You know? But this is up to us as well, you know? It's our also attitude. If we are waiting, already always grumpy, always down, and this I say first to me, to myself, people are not interested, you know? People cannot see. But when we show this joy, people say, why always so joyful? Your life is like my one, but you're always joyful. When I was a few years ago at the hospital because of cancer, and I made the choice every morning when I get up to have private time to pray and to spend time with God. And this changed my perspective during that season, you know. I felt peace. I felt joy. God was with me. And this is interesting. When we lose everything that we think is important, we go to the source. And it's sad to say, but we need to reach that point sometimes to understand what is really important. And we don't need to do it, so we can do it despite of all. But that season made me to share the gospel with many people, you know. There were people at the hospital who were looking for hope, were looking for joy, were looking for something gives meaning to their life in that season where you have no hope, you have no answers. You know, it was a good choice, a good chance. It made me to think, you know, when you go close to God, when you think about what Christ did for you, this joy is growing more and more. And your attitude change, you have different way to live out your life. That is very important. That is an invitation for me and for you all. Because joy in Christ is something change our life. Next slide, please. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. This is a powerful exhortation from the Apostle Paul that emphasizes the essential attitudes for the Christian life. These verses encourage believers to live with a constant mindset of joy. It's the mindset. It's not something, oh, today I will do, tomorrow maybe, in 2 days, oh, I don't feel. It's mindset. It's set my mind, set my heart. I want to be joyful, not because of it's my will, but because of Christ. I choose to be joyful. It's a choice, but it's also a commandment, you know? And sometimes it's easy to forget it. And sometimes when we hear the words commandments, we resist. Oh, why I need to do it? But it's for our good. You know, Paul, he was in prison when he wrote the letter to the Philippians, the first Bible verse we read it. And he said, always rejoice. 2 years ago, we went to Rome, and we went to visit, we saw where Paul was imprisoned. It was shocking to see this small room, very, very small. And I was thinking, how I can be always joyful in that situation. How he can rejoice? You know, you are in prison, and probably how it's happened, you will be executed because of your faith. He was rejoicing. I was thinking of myself, in the same situation, I will rejoice or I will despair. But you know, that's his mindset. It's your attitude. It's change. Rejoice. So Paul was in prison, but he was rejoicing. He was seeing his prison like a hotel room. Because his faith was stronger than his circumstances. So he chose to be joyful. But he also just like he suggests us, never stop praying. This is the open doors who introduce us more to have a closer relationship with God, you know. When we pray, we're not just to bring our concerns to God, our requests, but we have an intimate conversation with Him. And how is important, you know? You bring to God your heart, and God back will give you joy and joy and joy. And will not give you all the answers, but He will give you your presence. His presence, sorry. Even in suffering, we can find joy because we know that God's presence is with us and His promises are always true. Let's be honest. Life is not easy. There is suffering every day. There is suffering. There is hardness for many, 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 many things happens in our lives, you know. Today, life is good. Tomorrow, your life is completely changed. But if we base our joy, our hope in how life is going, then our life will be like a roller coaster, you know. The joy is based on the certainty that Christ came into the world to save us and that He will return to complete His work of salvation. That is the source of our joy. Christ came for us. And He will come back. That is the expectancy. That is what will fill our hearts with joy. You know, when you are in a relationship or when you want to meet some family members, you have this expectancy, you know. Oh, I will go to my place, I will meet these people, I will meet this partner, I will meet whoever. And you have expectancy, what will you face in the future, right? And your heart is, when you think about it, your heart is filled with joy. You know, joy, joy, joy. And you live out like your life is perfect. Because your mind is set on what you will face in the future. And that needs to be the same attitude for us when we think about Christ. Everyone can disappoint us in this world, you know. Christ will never do it. Christ is constantly good. Christ is good all the time. God is good all the time. Christ came for us to save us because His love for us is so big that it's incomparable. The joy to have a person who is with us, who will never leave us, who came because He loves us so much, this needs to fill us, our hearts with joy. The command to pray continually doesn't mean that Christian life should be in a constant state of formal prayer. Or we need to be us like monk doing sometimes. But we should maintain an ongoing open communication with God through our day. Prayer is not confined to a set of time, but because a natural part of our over our life. This unceasing prayer is not about being on our knees all the time, but about being spiritually attuned to God's will and seeking His guidance constantly. Paul instructs believers to give thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, but in them. This is a profound distinction. It means that no matter what life brings, whether joy or sorrow, success or failure, believers are called to be thankful because of what God is doing in the midst of those circumstances. We don't have too much time, so action point. First point, start with gratitude and praise. Every morning, take a few minutes to write down three things you are grateful for. This can be simple daily things or deeper reflections on how God is working in your life. Gratitude for God's grace is the foundation of Christian's joy. Focus on the hope of Christ's coming. Remind yourself every day that Christ's coming is both a past event and a future promise, His return. Think about how this hope of a certain future in Christ can give you joy even in difficult moments. Third point, celebrate small spiritual victories. Every day to recognize a spiritual victory, even a small one that you have experienced, it might be a difficult decision you made, a step of faith you took, or a change in your heart. Celebrate these steps as a sign of God's grace transforming you. Fourth point, practice joy in service. Serve others with a heart of joy. When you do something for someone else, even in small daily actions, consider it as a way of expressing your gratitude to God. Christian joy is shown in serving with love. Meditate on study God's word. Spend time every day meditating on God's word. Choose verses that speak about Christian. And ask God to teach you how to live with a heart full of joy, no matter the circumstances. Next one. Live in the realization of hope already and not yet. Remember that while you live in the already of salvation, Christ has come and completed the work of salvation, there is still a part of our hope that we are waiting for, His return. Reflect on this and let this perspective influence how you face each day. Next one. I know many, many action points today. Engage actively in church community. That is very important. Be part of the church and not just be a fan in the church. Show with your action also that you are grateful, that you are joyful in serving God. Share joy with others. Next point. Each week, find a way to share your Christian joy with others, whether in church, among friends, or even outside your faith circle. You can do this with a word of hope, an act of kindness, or a gesture of charity. Joy is meant to be shared. Joy is not just part of us. Joy needs to be generous. Share joy. Look crazy, but share joy. Next. Praise and joy in prayer. Make a prayer a moment of praise and joy every day. Dedicate at least a few minutes of praising God for His goodness, faithfulness, and love. Use prayer as a tool to fill your heart with joy even in difficult times. And last point. It's coming. Okay, I will say. Learn to see circumstances through Christ's eyes. That is very important. Develop the habit of looking at each situation in your life through the eyes of Christ, trying to see His hand in every circumstance. This will help you live with a joy that doesn't depend on your circumstances, but on the assurance that God is sovereign over all. Celebrate joy today, but celebrate joy with your life, not just with a candle, not just for this Advent time, but be joyful, rejoice all the time, rejoice always. Make your joy be evident to everyone. Also, if somebody will think that you are a bit special, be joyful, because this joy is not based on our emotions, but it's based on Christ. We have Christ who lives in us. It's not something a person is far from us. Christ lives in us. And we have this joy, we carry this joy that can be a hope for many other people. A joy that brings us to live a life different. This sermon was really challenging to me in some degrees, you know. Sometimes I have no really attitude to you. We always rejoice, joyful. So it reminded me that my attitude needs to change. My mindset needs to change. I need to be joyful in every season, in every situation, in every circumstances. Not because of me, because of what's going on, but because of Christ. And I invite you really to look Christ. Set your mind, look to Jesus, because this will change the perspective of your life. I will close in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you because you invite us always to rejoice, not because we need to put our hope, or because we need to deny what's going on in our life, but because you, Father, you made a step towards us through Jesus Christ. You send us Jesus Christ to be our Savior, our Lord, our hope. And you invite us, Father, to live with this expectation that Christ will come and our joy, our life will be perfect in you and with you, Father. I pray, Father, for each one of us, really fill our hearts with this joy and give us to be the channel to bring this joy to other people, to share the good news of the salvation of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, was für eine Message. Wir hoffen, dass dieses Wort zu dir gesprochen hat und dich durch den Tag und die kommende Woche begleiten wird. Wenn du mit uns in Kontakt treten möchtest, kannst du gerne auf unsere Website und Social Media vorbeischauen. Bis zum nächsten Mal, sei gesegnet.